When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisinCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
If you're looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work, explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They also have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
And they're getting some fintech hoodies,
which I'm very excited
for. Also, as Duke pointed out, I'm free. And so that Friday afternoon you get off, I'm available. Duke. I'm available to hang Duke. Out. So that'd be so you'll just see me and the fintech guys out playing some golf.
Yeah, Duke made it very clear.
I want to see Bill golf.
I'll do it with the fintech guys because you know why? They're done at noon.
Yep.
They're done at noon. And they've
Fridays
got all,
with Bill and the golf course.
And they're making money for everybody. They got just a bunch of, and then here's the thing also. I talked a lot about, you know, being young, coming out of college, graduating with your finance degree and all those things. You don't have to be a new graduate to get involved in this.
You don't?
No.
You're seriously?
No. Steve, at your age, you could get involved in fintech. Yes.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what age it is. There's no age limitations on this.
That's good.
And
that's
so
good.
So they're wide open to everybody coming in to having a chance to sit down and have a one-on-one. And again, they'll do a free consultation and sit down and talk to you about what the opportunities are there at FinTech. And it's, like I said,
FinTech.
You'll see the hoodies everywhere.
I like that.
You'll see them everywhere, and you'll see them with me parading around town Friday afternoons because we're free.
Yes, Duke mentioned that.
Yes, Duke
in mentioned jest.
Yes.
That was rough by Duke.
No, it was fine.
The website gocurrency.com/careers. Check that out today.
Duke's a little dude.
He heard that. He's listening.
He's listening. Did you hear that, Duke?
Duke chimed in.
Just said Duke's a little dude.
Did say that.
He's a dude.
We know that it's been 14 years between Nebraska's last first round pick, Prince Amukamara, in 2011. The last time Nebraska had a first round pick in the NFL draft. An early look at next year's NFL draft has Nebraska snapping that streak by the hands of Elijah Pritchett. Elijah Pritchett, the new left tackle for Nebraska, coming from Alabama. This is from CBS Sports. They have him going at 21st overall to the Texans in next year's NFL draft. Now, again, mock drafts are always way wrong this far in advance.
Oh, God.
But
this is an amazing one. Like, they have Arch Manning going
first
number
overall.
One.
First overall, Arch Manning.
Arch Manning, first overall. To the Saints, by the way. Where Grandpa played, right?
Yep.
It's Grandpa.
Where
yes.
Archie Manning started.
He also has Drew Aller going second overall to the Browns. We feel differently about Aller.
How about that to the Browns?
Who just drafted
two quarterbacks. That's incredible. So, to the Browns.
You can mock this mock draft all you want. But
mock the mock.
Yeah, mock the mock. It is an early look. But still, Elijah Pritchard, I don't know if many Nebraska fans see him right now as a first-round type of pick.
Well, how would you know?
How would you know?
Right.
First of all, there is film. You can watch me, obviously, at Alabama film. Did I spend a lot of time? No.
Right.
His, you know, if someone said, okay, what would the positive be? Well, all the measurables, the size,
started at Alabama.
Started at Alabama.
He did.
So there's a lot of upside there. The downside would be that
he didn't grade well.
It didn't grade well. That's just
Pro Football Focus grades were consistently low.
So that would be something you would look at. But like I said, the one thing that does start to give you a chance is no matter how good you are, if you're a left tackle and you're 6 foot. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to be a first-round draft pick.
No, he's 6'6".
Yeah, so you're not going to. So it just, if you don't have certain measurables, there's always some that hurt you, like Will Campbell. There's all this conversation about his arms not being very long. Mm-hmm. And would he go in the top five or where did he go somewhere? But point being is that there's still he wasn't 6 foot 265. So you have to have some things to be a first-round draft pick. And one, you have to start with some measurables. By positions, you have to have something. You're not going to get a first-round tight end that's 5'11 and a half.
Probably not.
No.
Pritchett, if he is a first-rounder, obviously, it would help Nebraska to have a first-round left tackle right now.
That'd be great.
And it would, and their offensive line looks like it could be pretty good. So, who knows? Who knows on Pritchett? It would be great, though, if he could end that streak. Would Alabama let a first-rounder get away?
You would think not. You would think that would be if they felt he was a first-round draft pick, they would do everything humanly possible to keep him. But who knows the situation? No one knows sometimes there's a time for a change. Sometimes there's whatever, all the different things that are going on with it. Because the one thing that's been discussed about Alabama is that they have kept their players very well. They have not lost players in the portal. It's not been like a mass exodus of any sort. Mm-hmm. So they've kept their players in pretty good shape. But all those things, unless you're in the room, I don't have any speculation on why he left, what it was. Sometimes you just need a change.
And you know what? We talked to him on Saturday. He did interview Saturday for the first time this spring. It was good. It was nice. It was a good picture. That doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme, but it probably does mean they probably wouldn't send him out to do interviews with Henry Litovsky if he wasn't going to be the starter. So he's probably nailed down the left tackle job. He came in and got it. That's good. That's a good sign. They feel good enough about him to put him out in front of the media. That's good. Just a good sign. He pulled a tractor, a 5,000-pound tractor. That's good.
Tractor just sitting still?
And he slapped a harness on him.
And pulled it.
Yeah, he pulled it with the help of, like in a tug-of-war type sense, Justin Evans.
Okay.
He was like pulling the rope in a tug-of-war, or the strap, as it were, in a tug-of-war type thing. But it was Elijah Pritchett.
Okay.
It was sort of an impressive show of strength. I don't think the stool could do it.
No. No, probably not.
So Pritchett. Who else is in here? The mock. I got it in front of me.
Yeah,
Arch.
Nico Iamaleava at UCLA, 16th overall per this mock draft.
Wow.
16th for him.
That would surprise me.
Nico.
That would surprise me a lot.
Well, it would.
Garrett Nussmeier of LSU at 12 to the Rams, potentially, as a mock
You
draft.
Like Nussmeier.
I love Nussmeier. Now, you he's know, thrown some bad balls. Don't get me wrong. Okay. He's thrown some, but he's done some incredible things.
It's okay. Here's the thing about the bad balls. I get, it's a bugaboo for me when I hear people say, well, yeah, Dylan missed some reads. Well, yeah, every quarter. Do you ever watch football on Sundays? You notice quarterbacks are missing reads? Guys are running open down the field and Tom Brady missed him? Yeah, it happens.
Nussmeier is just if you hard evaluation between him and Nico. You'd be heavily towards Nussmeier.
Okay.
Yes.
Where do you put Lenoris Sellers? You got the stools
South
a little.
South Carolina.
Yeah, you guys are bigger on Lenoris Sellers than I am. He's sixth on this thing.
I'm pretty high on him. I'm pretty high. But mine's more because how he can run.
Yep.
Okay.
And so that makes me a little bit to say, is he a sixth for the NFL? I don't know. But he played in some big moments last. So
he's good.
The good thing is he plays in an elite conference. I mean, they were, remember, South Carolina was like next in for the playoffs. That's where they were at.
They were close.
And they had LSU just beat. They roughed the quarterback on a return for a touchdown. Yep. And so they had chances to win that game, which would have put them in the playoffs. God,
Lenora Sellers at number six in this mock. Man, is he that good?
I think a mock draft that has Arch 1 and Aller 2, I don't know. We feel good about that.
I'm okay with Arch.
You hear it right now. I've heard it several times. People talking about we need a tank for Arch, and I'm like, he's played like 100 snaps, hasn't he? I mean,
I think he threw for 900 yards
in his career.
Yeah,
he has a couple starts, right? Mm-hmm. A couple starts and a couple, but when it came down to must win games, I don't know if he played a snap.
How much is
against
it,
Ohio State?
How much is just is it? It's Arch.
Yeah,
it's Arch Manning. How much of it is that? I don't know. Caleb Downs is number 10 in the list. I like that. I like Downs. Some of these names I just don't know. But Elijah Pritchett, how about that? Pritchett cracks the
That's mock. Pretty high now, 21.
Oh, 21st.
Yeah, it's not like they're just squeezing him in at 32nd.
No.
So it'd be fun to watch him play. Because so far, like, no one's seen him play at Nebraska.
Nope.
And I think you'd say if you're a Nebraska fan, you feel good because it looks like Pritchett is fine, and it looks like Rocco Spindler's fine, or better than fine, and that helps. We just don't know. And I don't know. You can say those are two stars. You can say Evans is a starter. He's going to be the starting center. Justin Evans won the starting center. It was probably the biggest offensive development this spring, that Justin Evans nailed down the center job. He's the starter. So those are three guys, and I think Litovsky's going to be a starter. That's four, and I just don't know how it's going to work from there.
I think the part that's the most exciting about the O-line is they have depth.
They have depth. You're right, Bill.
Gatula back.
Gatula is a factor.
Is back. Teddy will be back.
We'll see on
right?
Teddy. Teddy
should be, right?
Yeah. We'll see on that
there's
one.
There's two big bodies back.
Yeah. There's some others.
Sledge hasn't played much, but has been around a lot in the program.
He could be helpful. We're probably missing one or two, but they definitely have some depth. That's as good as they will be up front on offense in 5 years, I'd say. They got to do it, but it looks like they're going to be pretty good. What do you think, Jake? How's your voice over there?
It's getting better. It was rough on the first segment. It's not great still, but
you think you'll be in the pipes tomorrow?
We'll see. Hopefully.
It's odd that you couldn't taste beer. You could taste his food.
I couldn't taste beer. It was odd, Bill. I had the sandwich. Had some barbecue sauce on it. Could taste that just fine. Could taste the chips and salsa.
What are you eating?
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, where were you
at Bison Witches downtown?
Great, God, what great a life he leads. What
he
a
does.
Life.
Just imagine this. Now, that's very odd. What did you have for a sandwich?
I had the Hawaiian sandwich.
So we had the Hawaiian sandwich with barbecue sauce and chips and salsa. Well, that doesn't go together.
You got to pick your chips.
That doesn't go
together. I didn't want the salt vinegar today. I wanted some chips and tortilla chips and salsa.
I'll have chips and salsa and then also a plate of spaghetti. This does not go together, Jake. This is very odd.
I'll have a beer.
I thought it tasted great.
And, And then Jake threw me with that one. It was Monday, and he had a beer at noon. At his lunch.
His birthday beer.
His birthday beer.
It's
yeah.
a birthday
his
beer.
Birthday beer. There's no rules in your birthday.
No. There's no rules.
I had a birthday beer. It took me forever to drink it because it tasted like nothing.
Couldn't taste it.
Now I could. I
think he's got COVID-19, the coronavirus.
I could taste the beer at Golf League.
You could.
Taste that.
Your taste came back. Your
taste came back.
I just lost it for one drink of beer. It came back at nighttime. But I
mean, to the people that happened to, that freaked me out.
They lost
it. They couldn't taste.
They couldn't taste. I'm like, I couldn't imagine what that would be
they
like.
They couldn't smell sometimes
they
either.
They couldn't smell. That would be,
not better times, not. Better
not.
Times.
Not, no.
Not better times.
Not better times. Trust me when I say that. Oh
Think
my
about
God.
That. That's what's going on. COVID-19 and paying for air.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Have a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We talked about the potential of Elijah Pritchett being a first-round pick. How about Nebraska football first-round picks of the past?
Bill.
I'll struggle with some of this.
I will give you the player, the year, and the pick. You tell me what team picked that player.
Oh, God, Jake.
Shouldn't that be easier?
I don't know. I mean, we get 32. I mean,
32 teams.
Yeah. Bill, we should be good at this.
If you know your Nebraska football first-round draft picks of the past, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down Sip and Bill in trivia. They're on a heater, I think 5-1 the last six games.
Jeez.
Yesterday, Seth was a great opponent, but you guys beat him in the tiebreaker.
Yeah, that was...
You nailed Mark Fidrich's 5 years, in MLB.
We got very excited about
that
it,
That was impressive. Today, we have John. John, how do you feel about Nebraska football first-round picks of the past?
We'll see what we can do.
I should be good at this.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always. John, first question to you. What team took defensive back Michael Booker, 11th overall, in the 1997 NFL draft?
We got it.
Oh, man.
You sure you got it?
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks.
Is it the Seahawks? No. You guys want this one or not?
Yes. We're
I'm gonna write it down here.
Don't I can't look
I know.
Though.
Okay, say it.
Falcons.
Brilliant!
Yep.
Falcons is correct. 1-0 lead. Bill still in play.
Okay, we're good.
We're up. That's a big advantage.
Right.
First question for you, Sip, up 1-0.
Lock in, Bill.
What team took tight end Johnny Mitchell, 15th overall in the 1992
NFL? Sure you got it, because I got
100,
it.
100. His Mitchell's, I don't know, if I had to name five players that I like the most in Nebraska history, Johnny Mitchell would be one that's a Jets.
J-E-T-S.
We're in good
Jets,
shape
Jets,
right now.
Jets. You're down 2-0, John, to stay alive. Last question. What team took tight end Junior Miller, 7th overall, in the 1980 NFL draft?
I'm a friend of Junior.
Oh, man. Let's go with the Green Bay Packers.
That is a victory. That answer was also...
The Falcons.
Ooh, would have missed that. But thought it was the boys.
No.
But you're friends with him.
No. He ended up with the boys.
I don't know. He went with the Falcons.
He was drafted by the Falcons.
I would have missed that. Yes. We used to have lockers together.
Nice try, John.
At the room. Y, at the downtown Y.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love Junior.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
That's a W, though.
Hang on. What was the
Me
story?
Me and Junior had, we lockered close to each other at the downtown Y for years. Yes. For years.
Approximate time frame.
92 to, no, later than that. 2001 to 2012, something like that.
Oh, geez, that was he is a friend then.
Oh, Junior's unbelievable dude. Yeah. Unbelievable dude. Great dude.
Last question. You guys have already won the game. What team took linebacker Broderick Thomas, 6th overall in the 1989 NFL draft?
That would be the...
Well, I'm jacked up on that, but I want to say it's Tampa.
Brilliant!
Didn't know that one. I thought it was the boys. Played with the boys, right?
This is for Bill, tiebreaker. How many first-round draft picks has Nebraska had since 2000?
Since 2000?
Yeah.
Two.
Tip. Over, under. It's not two.
Oh, God.
I'm close, though. I can tell by Jake's face.
Hold on now. Hold on. I mean, we know one. And so from 2000 to 2011, how many did they have is the question.
That's your question, isn't it?
So it must be three.
It's four. Ooh. The answer's Fabian Washington.
Okay, we're thought of that one.
2003. Raiders. Adam Carriker. Oh, Adam Carriker, 2007.
Yep.
Ndamukong Suh, 2009. And Prince Amukamara in 2011.
We should have got
I should have been higher than that. I was just thinking we should have got right away. Yeah, should have got him those.
Four since the turn of the millennium.
Fabian whipped off a super fast 40 time and shot into the first round. Fabian's a great.
He called you for some reason, right?
No, he called.
What was the story?
It was I was laying on my couch on a Sunday night, just laying on my couch, and he called and said, "Hey," he was very soft spoken. He goes, "Hey, I got a scoop for you." I'm like, "What's going on?" He goes, "I'm going pro." I'm like, "Oh, all right. Well, I better run to the office and write this up." I think it was pre-internet. It was. Was he? What year was he?
2003.
So it was close. Yeah. It was close. But anyway,
he reminds us. The Tom Coughlin story also that you had? I need this story.
No, it was...
During the Callahan coaching search, before... Yeah,
okay, so Bill doesn't remember this, but I remember it vividly because I was a part of it.
I love this story.
When they fired Frank, they went through a 41-day coaching search. It was a 41-day...
It's a long time.
Think about 41 now, and that doesn't happen nowadays.
No, it's usually 3 to 5.
So Steve Peterson missed out on some guys, but we were, as a news entity at the Journal Star, pretty much obligated daily to have something in the paper. So some of it was just calling random guys and asking, has anybody from Nebraska contacted you? Now, it's not easy to get like prominent head coaches on the phone, but one day at the Journal Star, I somehow got Tom Coughlin. I always struggle with his name. Tom Coughlin. And he answered the phone. And he was eating dinner. And I said, "Hey, I was sort of balky, awkward, because I was surprised I was talking to him. And I said, would you be interested in the Nebraska job? Have they called you? No. Would you be interested? Well, I don't have a job, so yeah." So you know what the headline was the next day? Coughlin interested in Nebraska job. Was that silly? And that day, who was the former New York Giants coach? It started with an F.
Oh, Judge.
Jim Fossil.
I thought it was crazy that we're going to have this Tom Coughlin story, but the World Herald the next day, it was the same thing with Jim Fossil. He was interested too, but he didn't have a job
either. Usually if you don't have a job, you're interested in another job.
Right. So,
tell you, this is funny, that this guy, so I got this through a friend. I said that, so I went to get Laura's wedding ring. And so it's in New York City. I'm in Manhattan. I'm in this incredible thing down in this basement. They go, "Hey, listen, this is the guy to go to because he is by far the best. This is like where all the NFL guys go and stuff."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because what he does is, he's just such a good dude, is that he'll tell the story. He goes, "For some reason, this doesn't work out. I'll buy the ring back from you for the full price." And that's what he would do for people. Sometimes one does that. One does that. Uh-uh. So he's known amongst all these people of just being an outstanding guy. So I'm down in there listening to him like that, and he knows that I'm coaching and stuff. That I was at Rutgers at the time.
Okay.
And we're down in the basement. I'm trying to get this thing. Laura's trying to find me and like that. "Where are you? Where are you?" And so I'm down like that, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and I'm talking to the guy, and the guy goes, "Hang on." He puts it on speakerphone like that. He goes, "Hey, Tom, what's up?" It's Tom Coughlin.
Whoa.
"Hey, just want to make sure and check. I get that pendant for my wife for Christmas and do that. And I had the one from last time and stuff."
You're kidding me.
So I'm sitting here getting the ring, and he's talking to Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin.
At the time. Yes, he's talking to Coughlin. This is after he's won Super Bowls. So, yeah. I'm sitting there getting the ring.
We both have Tom Coughlin stories.
Both have Tom Coughlin stories.
We both enter our lives.
And I just sat there and listened like that, and the guy kind of goes, "Oh, Tom's a nut. He's always calling me like that." But it was Coughlin. It wasn't like,
No.
It wasn't like me going, I don't know if that was Coughlin. No, that was
Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Interesting. You can get, yeah, he's accessible.
Tom Coughlin probably.
<He's> accessible. I could have talked to him about my ring.
He probably is the first person to make me cry during a sporting event, actually.
Why
Tom
is that?
Coughlin. Dan Marino's last game, Dolphins
yeah.
playoff.
Yeah.
They lost 62-7 to Jacksonville.
To Jacksonville.
Tom was the head coach. Marino's last game. I'm like 8, 7 years old.
Jake was crying.
Yeah. My dad came back from tax season and went back to work after the first quarter. It was 28-0. Yeah.
Oddly prominent in our lives.
Apparently so. Yeah, it caused me some young tears, Dolphins fan.
His face froze off at the Green Bay
game. Oh, yeah.
His face
froze
off.
He had icicles on his...
And he won the game. It was incredible.
In Green Bay.
What a guy.
When we come back, hour three, Husker Alliance got some burning questions for the offseason. We'll discuss like those next in early break on the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.